For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. With the Missouri Senate deciding against funding Medicaid expansion, attention now turns to the state's court system to bolster the healthcare program for the poor. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
The Senate voted on Wednesday against an amendment to fund Medicaid expansion, a plan that Missouri voters approved last year. Legal observers like Jim Layton, Missouri's former Solicitor General, believe that if the state refuses to let people in the expanded population into the program, it could prompt a successful lawsuit. He also said if the state does accept more people into the program, it could cause even more issues if the legislature doesn't follow through with the funding.
And so what happens is if the legislature doesn't appropriate more, and it doesn't have to, then the program runs out of money.
Governor Mike Parson opposed the Medicaid expansion ballot item last year, but included funding for it in his budget proposal. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri has reported just 14 breakthrough COVID-19 cases among people who are fully vaccinated to federal health officials, even though dozens more have been detected in just the state's largest county. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the CDC asked states at the start of the month to instruct local health departments and health systems to collect real-time information on, quote, breakthrough infections. States are to collect the data and enter it into a national database. But by mid-April, when the CDC announced its first tally of breakthrough infections, it caught a disease investigator for the St. Louis County Department of Public Health by surprise. Today is National Arbor Day, and starting next year, April will be Arbor Month for Columbia. The city's tree board, alongside Parks and Recreation, is honoring Columbia's bicentennial with a proclamation and tree planting this afternoon. KBIA's X Corette Nunez has more.
The City of Columbia is hosting a ceremonial tree planting to honor its bicentennial year and Arbor Day. This ceremony will also commemorate April as Arbor Month for the city. Columbia Parks and Rec is planting 200 trees throughout city parks to celebrate Columbia's 200th year. Steve Fritz is a city arborist and a facilitator of this year's tree planting campaign. He says planting the trees will help replace the loss of many ash trees due to an invasive insect, the emerald ash borer, a pest that's devastated trees across the state.
We're all dealing with a pandemic. This is kind of an epidemic of our urban forest here in Columbia and throughout our state in the Midwest that's devastating ash populations of trees. And so it's here. We found it in Columbia in 2019. And so now we're trying to mitigate the effects.
Fritz also says that planting diverse tree species will help avoid the impact of future invasive insects. I'm X Corette Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.
And I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.